So let's review. The Gemara continues to tell us about advice that Amiram gave to their Talmidim. Amalei Rav l'Ravasi. Rav advised Ravasi not to live in a place where horses don't neigh, dogs don't bark, or the mayor is a doctor. He also advised not to marry two wives, and if one has two wives, to marry a third. Amalei Rav l'Rav Kahana. Rav advised Rav Kahana that it is more degrading to be dishonest than to deal with animal carcasses. If you need money, be willing to do manual labor like skinning carcasses, and don't say that it is beneath you because you are a Kohen or a Talmid Chacham. He also advised to always keep your food with you, even if only traveling a short distance, and even when food is extremely cheap and available. Only Rav Chiya Berei. Rav Chiya advised his sons not to take drugs unless absolutely necessary, not to jump over a stream, not to remove a tooth or provoke a snake or a rami person. The Braisa adds not to provoke small goyim, snakes or students, because they will grow one day and take revenge. Amalei Rav le'Eivor Berei. Rav advised his son Eivor to sell his merchandise very soon after buying it, that it is okay to regret selling anything except for wine too early, to always take payment before handing over the merchandise. It's better to make a small profit close to home than to travel far to make a big profit. To always make beer from even 3 saw of dates right away without waiting to amass more dates. Amar Papa, Eloi d'Ramai Shechra lo yatri. Rav Papa and some say Rav Chisda said that they became rich from brewing beer. A beer brewer is called a sudna because it is a soidna or gemels chasadim, a nice secret that give a person the chance to do nice things. Rav Papa also said that it always takes effort to collect payment. And if you sell on credit, you may never get paid. And even if you do get paid, it may not be good money. The Gemara then moves on to more general bits of advice and teachings. Shleisha Dvarim Omer Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Anshei Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yochanan said 3 things in the name of the men of Yerushalayim. To be the last to go out to war, to rather treat Shabbos like a weekday than to take charity, and to do business with somebody who is experiencing good fortune. Shleisha Dvarim Omer Bishu Ben Levi Mishum Anshei Yerushalayim. Shuben Levi said 3 things in the name of the men of Yerushalayim. To avoid doing private things in the garden, because Bathsheba bathed in a garden and that led to disaster. If you have an older single daughter, you should even free a slave to marry her. And to be careful about your wife's relationship with her first son-in-law, both in terms of immorality and in terms of how much money she spends on him. The Gemara teaches 7 sets of 3 agadic statements each. Shleisha minoich leho'el maba. 3 types of people will inherit the world to come. Those who live in Eretz Yisrael, who raise their children to learn Torah, who make sure to leave over wine for Abdullah. Shleisha machor zalein HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol yom. There are 3 types of people who are praised by Hashem daily. A single man living in a big city where women dress up and he does not sin. A poor man who does Hashavas Aveda. And a rich man who takes Meister privately. The Gemara clarifies that the type of single man that is praised by Hashem is only somebody who faces extraordinary nisyonis and does not even look at the women, like Reb Chanina and Reb Oishir, who were recognized as holy men even by women of ill repute. Shleisha Kadosh Baruch Hu Oyven. Hashem loves people who don't get angry or drunk and one who is in the Maman Amidaisav, who is forgiving. Shleisha Kadosh Baruch Hu Sainan. Hashem hates people who are echad bepeh v'echad b'lev, say one thing and mean another, who withhold testimony, and who testify alone about somebody knowing that only 2 witnesses are accepted. Rav Papa once punished a man named Zigud for testifying about Tuvia alone. After complaining that it seems unfair that Tuvia chatev and Zigud mingud, Tuvia sinned and I, Zigud, was punished, Rav Papa said that it was shem Rab Alma, just spreading bad things without having any nemanis in Bezdin. The Gemara adds that even though you cannot testify against a person, it is permissible, and maybe even a mitzvah, to hate him, and if his Rebbe will trust you, you can tell his Rebbe what he did. Shloisha chayim enam chayim. The following have difficult lives. People who are too merciful, easily angered, or very sensitive. Rabbi Yosef claimed to have all 3 traits. Shloisha soinin zeh. The following 3 all hate each other. Dogs, roosters, and Chabaran people, a Persian people. Arba in hadasav lasan. The following 4 cannot be understood. arrogant poor people, rich people who deny money claims against them, old men who commit adultery, and people who lord over the community but don't help the community. And some say a man who remarries a woman he has twice divorced. The Gemara continues. Chamisha dvarim tziva Kanan es banav. Kanan instructed his sons to love each other, to love stealing, to love immorality, to hate their masters, to never speak the truth. Shisha dvarim nemru besus. Six things can be said about horses. They love znus, love war, are arrogant, hate sleep, eat a lot, but don't excrete much. And some say they try to kill their owners in war. Shiva menudin l'shamayim. Seven types of people are all excommunicated by Hashem. An unmarried man, a childless man, a person who does not raise his children to learn Torah, one who does not have tefillin, or tzitzis, or mezuzah, or shoes. And some say people who avoid a sudas mitzvah. The daf concludes with three statements. Don't ask advice from astrologers. Respect people even if they are only greater than you in a single area of knowledge. A woman who finishes counting the days of Tahara after childbirth should refrain from marital relations on the first night after it's over. The Gemara later teaches some lessons of not indulging in luxuries. One should eat simple foods such as onions rather than fatty meats and fowl. One should spend a bit more on his residence rather than on food.